Gemini, thank you for following me here for your extended reading for February 18 to 29. So we'll see the energies of your feelings for them, their feelings for you, what's going to happen if you get yourself into this relationship, what's going to happen if you reject this, okay? So we're going to check what's happening. Let's check for your feelings, what you're feeling right now. What are your feelings for this person, Spirit? What is Gemini's feelings for this person? How does Gemini feel about this person? Oops. Okay. Wow. Okay. Hold on. I dropped something. Okay, so for your feelings for this person, we have the Tower card. Very major card. And you have the Three of Swords. Whoa. Okay, let's get their feelings for you. What are they feeling about you and the relationship? Because this is like a check of how they feel about you, how they feel about the relationship in general. Because for you, you don't feel really good about this whole thing. Or it's just possible that you just found yourself like head over heels in love unexpectedly, because we have the Tower here and the Three of Swords here. Is just, it's almost like you got struck by Cupid's bow. Or is it the right bow? An arrow? No, not bow, but the arrow. And so, yeah, it's like you were not expecting this. You fell head over heels. Yeah. Okay. Well, hold on. Let's see their feelings about you. What are their feelings about you and their feelings about this connection? Okay. I got three cards for them, so we'll just get that. Okay. Their feelings about you and about this connection is you have the Two of Swords. You also have the Temperance card and the Chariot card. Wow. A lot of major arcanas happening here. This feels like a major connection that you're having. This is not like your ordinary hookup, and it does feel like that, right? Because in the main reading we're talking about the Father of Cups, who is, you know, somebody who is really committed in the relationship and a very mature, stable sort of energy, right? So probably this is the reason why. Anyway, let's go to your energy first. So this is how you feel about the relationship and this person. So first of all, it's a Tower moment. It's like you got knocked, it's like, what is that thing, knocked off of your feet? The wind of something. I forgot what it's called, but how do you say? But yeah, but regardless, it's that feeling of being swept under your, you've been swept. Swept away, okay? That feeling, swept away. You were not expecting this. You probably met this person in a very odd way, very odd circumstance, or something, or the opposite. It would have been such a mundane experience meeting this person, or probably this is somebody that you meet all the time and you never really saw them like that, but now it's almost like, what happened? Something happened. And the crown here that looks like it's dropping from the top of the tower, this tells me that, you know, probably the energy, like, this to me feels like player energy, like, you know, like the jockey or someone who's like super famous, or someone who is just very popular, at least amongst your friends or your co-workers. So you have this reputation for just, you know, being a player, or just, you know, playing your cards well and just having a string of relationships here and there, but nothing really very serious. You're kind of notorious for breaking other people's hearts, kind of. But now it's like your heart is being mended. Because the thing is, when you end up breaking other people's hearts, you think that you are immune to it. You think that you're only breaking other people's hearts, but they are not doing the same to you, or they cannot do that to you because you're the player. You're the one who leave people. You're the one who abandoned them. But here it feels like you're not aware of it, but in a way, the reason why there are a series of relationships happening is because you are mending your own heart. Maybe subconsciously, maybe unbeknownst to you, but this is what's happening. You're not very conscious of what you're doing. You're not aware that you are hurt yourself. But yeah, knowing this person, meeting this person felt as if your heart is being mended and you didn't even know that it was broken in the first place. And seeing them kind of revealed to you, they were like a mirror of your experiences, a mirror of your feelings. And then you got to realize that you were, in a way, broken. There are shards of glass stuck in your heart, at least figuratively. And they're there to help you and to heal you. So your feelings towards this person is more about shock, more about disbelief, amazed to the point of, like, even like, what is that thing? You just can't believe it. It's all like, I'm gonna say, you can't believe the sort of feelings that this person can invoke within you. And like I said, you've lost your balance, you've lost all those, the groove that you were in at the time, and you are no longer yourself. It's like you've been shattered into this different kind of person. So that's your initial reaction to them, and that's your feelings for them. So it's like you can't really tell at this point if you really love them to that point. But that's the reason for that is because of this. Just utter confusion because someone just knocked you off of your feet, got you swept away, and you don't know what to do with it, okay? So, what are their feelings towards you then? Your feelings towards you is the Two of Swords, Temperance, and the number seven in the Major Arcana, or the Chariot. So if you notice this, their feelings for you are also major. So your feelings for them are major because we have the Tower card plus the Three of Swords that hurts, right? But their feelings for you are major as well, but in a different way. They really are the paragon is the word I'm getting. I don't know why I'm getting that word, but they are the paragon of calm, you know, serenity, balance, peacefulness, and victory, because they have all of that. Right? So they are seeing you, this relationship, in a different way. You see it in a different way, but they see it differently. If you are in utter amazement and disbelief and shock of what's happening, they are looking at you and they see that yes, there's some sort of confusion happening around you, that you are having a difficult time deciding because of the Two of Swords. They know this. They know that you feel confused about the whole thing and you can't make a decision. But at the same time, they are very patient. They are willing to wait for the right time. They are willing to wait for you. This is also healing energy. So they are there to offer you healing and help. And they're even reassuring you that don't worry about the scars. Don't worry about the problems that you had. Don't worry about the feelings. Don't worry about the confusion. I've got it covered. I am a Father of Cups. You know, I'm the King of Cups. I know what I'm doing. I'm very good at what I do. And like I said, they're very patient with you. They're loving and patient and understanding. And they see a future with you. They see victory in you. And it's not just a minor victory. I feel like this person may even, like, if they haven't yet, they already are actually thinking about offering you a long-term partnership, probably marriage, probably a proposal or of some sort. Because I see them offering something to you. Or maybe last Valentine's Day, they gave you flowers or something. But it feels like that. Like, they see you as someone who is devoted, someone who is loyal. And other people don't see you that way because, like I said, maybe you had some sort of reputation for, you know, either being a player. Or maybe if you're not a player, you just didn't. You had a reputation for not being serious with your relationships, or at least not paying attention to relationships in the first place. Maybe you're not even having any relationships in the past, but they see you as somebody who is loyal, somebody that they can trust, somebody that they can really build a future together, because they see success in you and they see success in this relationship as well. So that's all very, very good. It also feels like this is about time. So there's they look at you and they realize to themselves, it's about time that I do this. So I don't know if they have been waiting for a while before they told you this, or I don't know if they have their own issues with their own love life and they have put it on hold for so long and now realize that it's time for me to actually explore, you know, being open to love once again. So whatever this is, it shows me that they are very open to it now. They're waiting for you. They want to heal you. They see you as a very good possible, you know, future partner. And they also understand your confusion. They understand that there's a bit of imbalance. They understand that you're in shock. And they're very loving about the whole thing. Okay? Now, let's go and check the energies for what's going to happen if you refuse this connection, if you ignore the... If you accept this connection first. If you accept this connection, if you're open to it, if they're offering you love and you accept this, if you devote yourself to this, if you pursue this connection that you have with this person, what's going to happen? Okay, what's the outcome? Spirit, what's the outcome if Gemini pursues this connection? What's the outcome for Gemini if they pursue this connection? All right. Okay, Four of Wands. Wow. So if you pursue this connection, there will be stability. It could even result in marriage, because Four of Wands is marriage. It's reunion. It's establishing something long term. It also talks about moving houses. So you may even need to move houses or to relocate or move in with this person. I'm getting that sort of energy. But overall, it's a very strong foundation for something that's long term. So if you accept this person, there will be some form of stability in your life. Remember, we start off with a reading with you having a Five of Wands. It's an odd number, and fives are always challenging, difficult energies in the tarot. Four are numbers of stability, sometimes even monotony, because it's the same thing again and again, but at the same time, it's also reliable, right? So you will have a reliable, happy, stable relationship with this person. If that's what you're looking for, because you came in with the Five of Wands, you're going to get it if you say yes or accept this relationship. Now, what's going to happen if you deny this, if you ignore this, if you don't pursue with this relationship? Let's see what outcome you might experience. Spirit, what's the outcome if Gemini refuses this? Oh, the Tower moment again. You'll get the Tower again. So, Gemini, if you refuse this, it almost feels like you can't refuse it. I'm just going to say that outright. Because it's a Tower card. You know, when a Tower card shows up in your reading, especially for you, it shows up twice. This is an indication that something major is happening that's inevitable. Okay, this is something that has to happen. The Tower has to fall. The Tower has to be replaced. So whatever this is, it feels inevitable, so it will still happen. Now, if you are refusing this, you will have a difficult time navigating this situation, because it's almost like you are preventing something inevitable. And it's always difficult when you are moving or acting in bad faith or against the will or the flow of the universe or what have you. So it will feel like that. So if you deny this, you will still have this feeling of trying to battle something really difficult that's going to happen anyways. So however you decide to, you know, deal with this situation, Gemini, the only thing you have to remember is that, you know, if you say yes to this, there's going to be stability in your relationship. That's what you want. Then go grab it. Now, if you don't want to get that stability for one reason or another, because you're scared or whatever, and then you deny this relationship, it will still feel very difficult for you, because you're going against the will of the universe, the will of your destiny. And I know a lot of you maybe don't believe it, but it's still telling me that it will be very difficult, and it will be very challenging for you. You will have sleepless nights. You will have a sense of regret and all those things. All right? So, really depends on how you decide. Just, you know, take care of yourself. I hope that you decide according to what is best for you and for your highest good, okay, Gemini? All right, so that's your reading. Thank you so very much for watching and for listening and getting this premium extended reading. I hope that it gave you the clarity that you needed. Again, looking forward to doing your reading in the future, Gemini. All right, take care of yourselves. You know that I love you. Bye.